It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us on Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick, and we have Sharon Jackson here in the captain chair. How you doing, Sharon?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing real good.
Yeah, it's Friday. That's a nice thing.
Yeah, it is Friday.
Yeah.
And it's chocolate day for us today.
Oh, that's always a nice thing.
And we
thing.
Get all these savory things in the studio, but today we get the sweet
today's
smell of
sweet day.
Chocolate.
Mm.
Smell, and ice cream.
I can just smell it in the air.
So, how's things going out there?
Oh, they're good. They're good. You know, it's good. Your kind of day. Kind of cold.
Kind of
gloomy. I like gloom. I like gloomy. I do.
You like gloomy?
I do.
Not
I really
every day.
Do. I mean, not every day. Not if I'm cleaning the garage. But, you know.
Yeah.
But sometimes, like, if I want
to
watch old movies.
That's what we were talking about.
That's what it's for. Oh, I know.
Last night, you know, they got those substations on some of those stations, and they got those old movies, and that's what I've been doing
those
lately.
Those are real fine.
You know why I like to look at what's going on in the background? You know, like how much bologna was when it was only 15 cents a pound and cars were only like $3. And
gas was like 55 cents a gallon.
Yeah, the gas was more than the cars, I think, back then.
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
It's like, wait a minute. Houses were like as much as cars are.
Yeah. A house was like, nowadays you buy... By a car, it's more than what the houses were in the
40s and 50s. There was this Doris Day movie I watched, and this doctor was talking. He said, I made 8 house calls, and what did he say? One guy bought himself a house for $100,000 on ragweed alone. He cleaned up. $100,000.
Wait, was it ragweed?
It was like an allergist. Okay. He was talking about an allergist in the Doris Day movie. It was funny. It was Send Me No Flowers.
So today we have chocolatiers on.
Yes.
And we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and call into here, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and we have Gady's Chocolates on. So how are we going to get there today, Sharon?
I think we should borrow an ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah. Did you? Know? I saw one right around the corner. Is that the one you got?
Let's see. Yeah, we can just, let's go borrow one.
We're just going to go over there and just
borrow
You know how to hotwire things?
No, I asked the guy. I know a guy.
Okay, you know a guy. We all know a guy. We all know a guy somewhere.
Crawl in there.
I know a guy. I know a chocolate. Oh, there it is.
This thing doesn't go very fast, though.
No. And we got to go all the way to Lansing.
It's not quite as fun as the speedboat, but it's kind of fun because everybody's staring at us now.
We're going to go. We're going down 30. And from 30, we got to hit onto Ridge Road over there somehow. I'm sure Chris and Lorene will tell us how to get there exactly.
Here we go. Make the turn.
Why is it always the same song? They need to get some good Rappers of Delight
not
or
as,
something
no,
like that.
They won't do that. It's not as traditional.
Oh, that's what it is.
Because it's just, you know, it's not their signature song.
So we're pulling up to Gady's Chocolates over in Lansing, Illinois. And at the doorway right here ready to greet us is Chris and Lorene from Gady's Chocolates.
Hey, guys.
How you guys doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing really good. Especially now that we have all the chocolate and ice cream in the building. And the taffy apples and all the toppings and stuff like that.
Life is good.
So, folks, if you want to get a gift card from Gady's Chocolates out of Lansing, Illinois, 769-9577, 769-9577. And join us here on Let's Eat, 89.1 FM with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. And I want to thank you, too, for coming on. I know it's Friday. It's probably... busy. It's Easter season. You probably got Easter bunnies everywhere. So I want to say hi to you, Lorene. Because last time you weren't here,
just your
husband was here,
yep.
Chris.
But no, this is absolutely an honor to be here. Really exciting to get to talk to people about the candy store and see what people have to say.
So give us a little background about yourself. You know, where you, the high school you might have went to, where you grew up, things like that.
I was actually from Chicago, from south side of Chicago, and my parents grew up and my grandparents grew up eating Gady's ice cream and candy. So I basically heard about it my entire life, and I started working there when I was 17 in 1988, and it's been a part of my history ever since. And when I got the opportunity to purchase the business 2 years ago, I jumped right on that opportunity, and I'm continuing the 101-year legacy of this great candy company.
So were you getting the chocolates and the candies and the ice cream when it was in Chicago or it was in Lansing?
I was not. I started working for them when it moved to Torrance. But it was in South Chicago from 1920 to 1987. My grandparents and my parents and most of my relatives actually, you know, went to the old original store.
Okay. So how does the name come about? How did they get the name Gady?
From my understanding, Gady's got the name from the Gady Show just because it means happiness.
Oh, I didn't know
and
that.
Yeah, so it's an old school term that everybody always used, and it means happiness. So they said Gaiety, and it was a Gady Show right next door, like the old school in the old towns. And so the candy company was called Gady's.
I guess it was a thing back then if you had... Because the Gady Show, Gaiety's. Uh-huh. Gaiety's chocolates and ice cream. Chocolates are gay.
So they were located next to this show, and they decided to take that on as a name?
I believe shows back then always had, like, you know, a candy store or
candy
something.
Or, like, ice cream store next door.
Like instead people, of it being inside like we see now at the movie theaters and things.
And they take the theater's name.
Yes.
So have you always done ice cream? I mean, always done chocolates? I mean, is that...
I've been doing this, has been in my blood for since, you know, 1988.
Have you done any other occupations?
Yeah, I'm actually a real estate broker. I own my own company doing that as well. So, but this is actually something I really, really enjoy.
So this is like your hobby?
Yeah, it's a hobby that I just absolutely love. Like I've waited on customers for the past 30 years, the same faces. I've watched their children grow up, their grandchildren grow up. So it's really, really cool.
Chris over here, your husband, is he fully involved or he just eats the bonbons and things like that?
Actually, a little bit of both.
I mean, if you looked at his socks and his outfit here, and you can find a picture of us on our website.
Yeah.
You can see Chris's this colorful outfit.
Very colorful.
I asked him if he was going to go play soccer or something, but he said he was going to go skiing or something. I forgot what he said he was going to do.
I'm just trying out my new ski socks.
So, Chris, tell us a little bit about yourself since the last time you've been here.
Just, you know, hanging out at the chocolate shop.
What do you do?
Trying not to get fatter.
Fatter. So what do you do for a living?
We rehab houses mainly in Hammond.
Northwest
Indiana, but mainly Hammond.
So what's your role at the chocolate company?
Taster.
Make sure I do everything that she tells me to.
Okay.
A little bit of tasting, a little testing.
So...
fix the stuff when it breaks.
So, Lorraine, you're a real estate broker. Why did you decide to buy the business? I mean, you could have probably let it go. Why did you really say, you know what, I'm going to buy this business? I mean, were you that, being there?
I was honestly that passionate about the business. As soon as I put the key in the door, the business was, I felt like it was mine. Like
remember, Lorraine, she, you know those calendars you used to put on your desk?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty big with the big squares.
Right.
You usually doodle on them. She has the original one from 1988.
It says, I started.
Really? Start gate.
And I have it, you know, as a 17-year-old, I would like jot like my little, you know, a little note in a book. And I actually have it on the day in November in 1988. It says, beginning job at Gady's from such and such time to such and such time. So I have that.
Isn't that funny? Back then,
you're
probably back there, you're lucky to get paid $3 an hour.
It was, I think it was like $3.50 an hour.
That's crazy, and you loved it.
My relative. Meant that much to you to keep that calendar.
I honestly loved it. And I was a big journaler, so I mean, I kept a lot of things. But I, you know, took a photograph of that date, and I'm actually going to hang it on the wall where my history started with the business.
Nice.
So at least it's been in existence for 101 years. I've been part of the business for a third of that time.
Wow.
So
you're totally vested
in
it.
Yep, absolutely.
And that's why when it was able to be purchased, you're like, hey, I lived there.
We jumped right in. Chris's family as well used to go to the store when it was in South Chicago. So, we took it on, you know, head on, and it's been wonderful.
So when you bought it, you wanted to make – did you want to make sure that – you kept everything the same?
Absolutely. I have all of the old recipes. If you walk in, you would feel like you went back in time.
Let's talk about that, Chris and Lorraine. The atmosphere. What's the atmosphere when you walk? Because I know, and if you go online, you can see it, but explain
when
what kind of the feel is.
It makes you feel like you kind of go back in time. It's the old world school type ice cream parlor.
Mm-hmm.
You have the soda fountain. You have like the old school, you know, ice cream chest, the dipping cabinet. You have a glass case with all the candy. And the walls are lined with old black and white pictures of, you know, the history of the store throughout all the decades. So it's really cool. It's really very nostalgic.
Yes, I like that. I'm a sucker for that kind of stuff. Yeah, I love nostalgia.
I do too. That's why we watch these old movies.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've seen it online on your website, and you guys got a great website. Sharon, when you look at their chocolate counter, where they have all the chocolates in glass, and it's showing, it's like a smorgasbord of chocolate. It's like, it's something you would see if you went to a buffet, but it's all chocolate.
Yep.
So how many different varieties do you have?
We have quite a few. We do have, you know, of course, most people like milk chocolate, so we have a lot of milk chocolate. We do have a lot of dark chocolate as well, because now people are trying to eat healthier, and dark chocolate's really a little bit better for you. And and we do have some white chocolate, but throughout the seasons, we kind of change up the candy. Like now we're focusing more on Easter, and we have like the Easter bunnies and the Easter eggs. And, you know, for Valentine's, we might have certain things. And we kind of change. There's some items we always keep, and then there's some items we switch out a little bit. You know, maybe if they're not as popular, or maybe they're more popular during a certain season.
So how much seating you have inside?
We have, I think, maybe 50 capacity.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Or 40-something capacity.
Yeah.
We're actually planning on remodeling the store in the near future to add more seating capacity.
Do you feel like you need that?
We do. We do. But now, obviously, not in the past year, because we were only carry-out only.
Right.
And now we're starting to open up a little bit.
Now, you have outside seating capacity?
We do, front and back.
Yeah. You know, Sharon, you guys do, Chris, you guys do, like, involved with cruises and things like that?
Yeah, we have the cruise night going through Lansing. It's three nights in the summer, you know, they're huge. Ridge Road is basically shut down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and every parking space, they start early in the morning parking all the old-time cars and muscle cars, stuff like that.
Yeah, so that goes pretty well. And then we have a pavilion, a concert pavilion, right behind our store. So that's pretty cool, because they play different types of music. Some nights country, some nights pop, and so then we get a flow of different people that have never seen our store, because they come from, you know, anywhere.
Well, you don't get too many places that make chocolate.
That really brings in the foot traffic.
It does.
To those
it
events.
Honestly
is it,
does.
Is it once a week events, or is
that
it?
Is well, the car shows are, I think, three times in the summer, and then I think the pavilion, I think it's once a week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I don't know
what.
The
car shows are June, July, and August.
And
like
they park right in front of the.
Right in front. The whole Ridge Road is shut down, basically.
So where do people park? I mean, is that a problem?
We actually have a whole big parking lot behind us, because our parking lot adjoins a post office. So, well, the post office is closed in the evening, and it's closed basically on the weekends.
Right.
Or at least, you know, from 2 o'clock on Saturdays. So we have plenty of parking.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sharon, if you look again at their Facebook and website, it's almost too much to take in. I mean, when I talk about eye candy, this is literally eye candy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're looking at it, it's just like bunnies and eggs and chocolate covered this. But one of my favorites, and you guys call them Muddles.
Muddles.
Oh, I love Muddles. Muddles. I can't have them because of too many of them.
Oh, what are Muddles?
They make me muddle when I'm eating
turtles.
Them. I can't
they're
even.
They're technically turtles, what people would refer to as a turtle, but that's a
trademark.
Yeah. So like how
right,
certain companies
have
a certain
have
name. Ours are called Muddles.
Turtles. But they're turtles.
Yeah. So it's your version of the turtle.
I don't think the turtle
correct.
People are going to care
right.
too much.
Yeah.
They're just turtles. Come eat our turtles.
Yeah.
And some people either say, well, I want the turtles, or they say, if I say these are like it, this is basically a turtle, they go, but we want the Muddles. And I'm like, well, those are turtles.
It's one and the same.
Yeah, it's the same thing. But some people just love to refer to them as Muddles, or some people refer to them as turtles, but same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes your chocolate different than the stuff
that's
they buy in the boxes?
That's a very good question, Nick.
I know why, because I've eaten it.
I know why, because I remember the conversation.
I've eaten it, but tell us why.
The couple of things why. Not only are
because
our,
it's made with love.
Well, yeah. that's the number one thing.
Okay. And we don't have an enrober in the store.
We do not.
What?
We,
a what?
You know, a chocolate machine that like pours chocolate on it. Everything is
hand-done. Nothing is machine done. Everything is made by one single woman who actually hand dips every single piece of candy herself. You know, puts a little. Every piece has like a little signature on it that represents that type of
like
candy.
Like a banana cream has a B on it, and she puts an L on the lime cream.
And if you come, if customers come in at a certain time of day, which is usually, you know, during the week. If they come in the store, we actually have a viewing window that people could actually see her doing the candy and making the candy.
So what does make your milk chocolate better than that back stuff? Better than the Fannie Mae?
Well, we don't really use preservatives. There's nothing. Everything is high-end ingredients. Like we make, like let's say for a turtle, we use quality nuts, we use quality chocolate, and then like the caramel or the creams or whatever we're making, all of that is made from scratch. It's the difference between the Chips Ahoy and your grandma's cookies.
Right, so, the caramel's all made. There's a kettle in there, and if you walked in the back, it's got a stamp on it from Savage Brothers Candy in Elk Grove Village, 1946.
Wow. Nice. It's all spun copper. Now, is it a brass or copper?
No, it's copper. It's copper. Copper kettle. Copper kettle, caramel. You know, she puts the sugar, puts some vanilla, puts some cream, and it cooks up so the caramel mm-hmm. is made.
Right I need to know that because I have a hard time making caramel. I've tried it. I always, you know how it is. It's actually dangerous to make caramel.
Yeah.
I mean, caramel can just stick to you like glue and burn you.
And it can. We've gotten burned from it several times. You got to really know what you're doing and how to deal with it.
So I'll tell you why I think your chocolate's outstanding compared to the other places. When you bite into it, there's actually kind of like a snap to it.
Yep.
There's like a shell to it. Yep. What creates that?
All the
proper tempering.
Proper tempering. Mm-hmm.
Right.
What does that
mean? Tempered chocolate has a nice snap to it. It's shiny. And it doesn't melt in your hands. It's with the crystals inside the cocoa butter. It's got to be heated up past 115 and then lowered down to the lower 80s, then seeded with regular chocolate, you know, some small pieces of chocolate, and brought up to about 88, 89 degrees.
That sounds like it's a process.
It is. And you really need to know if you're not using machinery, when somebody's actually making it from scratch, you really have to know what you're doing. It's a craft.
It is
a craft. If you melted chocolate and like dipped
it. We do it in microwaves.
But if you've dipped it in there and you put it, you know, whatever, strawberry, and just let it sit there, it'll harden up a little bit, but it's not going to have that snap.
Mm-hmm. Or it may be cloudy. The color may not look right.
Yeah, and when you eat it, sometimes it's kind of like soft.
Right.
It doesn't have that
It's
snap.
Not the proper temperature.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We have Gady's Chocolates here from Lansing, Illinois. We have Chris and Laureen from their owners and operators. They dip the chocolate. They eat the chocolate. So give us a call in, and they have gift cards to give out. It's a perfect time. It's Easter time. So for Easter, what are your things that you're making just for Easter?
Of course,
focusing on, I should say.
Of course, like Easter bunnies, you know, solid chocolate Easter bunnies. We do candy-filled eggs, which are like a kind of a coconut cream egg, a caramel cream egg.
Okay, so you melt the chocolate, I'm just doing this so the people out there don't want to do their own chocolate at home with their kids. So you have these molds. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you put the chocolate in the mold and you shake it around. Is that what you do? How do you get that egg to look like an egg? See, like a cake, I know. I just fill up that mold and, you know what I mean? I fill up the mold and the cake cooks and that's how you get the shape of an egg or something. How do you do with the chocolate and then you fill it too? How do you do all that?
There's a couple different eggs we have. Some of them are a shell.
Okay.
And the shell we actually have that we could put pieces of candy inside. So that's actually a mold.
Okay.
And then we also have an egg that actually is already filled with softer candy, like a cream. Think of like a candy that's a cream center.
Right.
But it's just a bigger version of that.
Okay.
So
do you do anything with liquor?
We do not.
And is it because you can't by law, or is it harder to deal with chocolate?
You can't really do it by law, and we haven't moved into that area yet. I mean, but that definitely an idea.
Uh huh. Well, they got the CBD or whatever.
The Bacardi 151 creams.
Some Kahlua.
So what are some of the special tools you use to deal with your chocolate?
Well, we do have a caramel, I guess it would be a depositor, because she takes it from the big copper kettle, and she pours it into this machine that keeps it warm, and then it deposits on the big cookie sheets.
Okay.
Loaded with pecans.
Oh, that sounds good. So can you tell me, just a little bit how you make caramel? Just for my knowledge, because I've tried to make it, and I always like scorch it. Or I can't get it to come out right.
Well, she has, and you could see it on the website, eatmychocolate.com.
Okay.
she's still, we're trying to get the gaieties.com, but that's, there's still a little hiccup with that as far as the paperwork and them releasing it. But eatmychocolate.com, you could see the...
Or eatmychocolates.com, either one.
Right, eatmychocolate or eatmychocolates.
Now, you go ahead, sorry.
You could see the mixer, again, Savage Brothers, and we're estimating it's around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's 1901, 19, something like that. And it just keeps turning it. It has, you know, their candy-making equipment, and it has brass plates on the bottom that scrape on the caramel.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, the copper kettle has to be redone, you know, every so often because it actually spins like, you know, it wears out the copper.
Okay.
And you just have something constantly stirring it at the right temperature. Doesn't stick. Comes out right. You'll love it.
So, sugar-free.
We do have some sugar-free. We don't have a huge, huge selection of sugar-free, but we do have the prime items that everybody likes, you know, like the Muddles, the buttered toffee, some, you know, chocolate-covered nuts. We do have that selection.
So how much different is that to handle compared to this regular, you know, when you have your regular
chocolate? It's still basically the same process.
Uh-huh.
You still have to make sure the chocolate's tempered properly, but it's obviously it doesn't have sugar.
That's it. You don't add like a Splenda.
I don't know off the top of my head what the. It's not a Splenda. I don't even remember what the.
When you eat dark chocolate, it tastes like it has no sweetener in it.
It
still does. It's just less.
Yeah. It depends on what, you know, if it's 85% cocoa or 60% cocoa. Ours is kind of in between.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have it super bitter, and we don't have it, you know, sweet. We have it just kind of right in the middle, because then at least, you know, people will buy more of it because it's not super bitter.
Okay.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Thanks for joining us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, and we want you to call in 769-9577 and get a gift card from Gaieties Chocolates out of Lansing, Illinois.
Yeah, priorities. I actually had to go and get some.
769-9577. Give us a call and get a gift card from Gaieties.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
It's priorities. I had to go get myself some ice cream.
How was it?
It was great.
We're going to talk about ice cream right after we're done with chocolates.
Yes.
I mean, these people make... You know, I've seen that you do sport stuff, which is really cool. Like you make footballs, you make soccer balls.
Yes, and it's the same kind of process. It's actually a shell of candy, and it looks just like a football, just like a soccer ball, but it's made out of chocolate. So when you open it up, it's split in half. When you open it up, it's filled with all our delicious chocolates.
Like pieces of chocolate.
Pieces of chocolates, yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's really cool.
Oh, yeah, it looked real good. I drove up to Northwestern, and they gave it out to their staff. And
I saw on a commercial, there was a Mexican restaurant that did something like that. It looked like a piñata. Is that something that you guys do?
We haven't done any piñatas yet.
Out of just straight chocolate. I forgot what the restaurant was, but they showed on the commercial where they – break it open at the table and all the fruits come out and things like that.
I have heard of that. It is similar to that. We just haven't done a piñata. But the sports balls, it's basically the same type of thing. You wouldn't break it open. It's actually it's two halves put together, and you could take the top half off, and then you see all the candy inside.
You ever think about doing with something with ice cream in the middle and then just freezing it up?
We haven't thought about that, but that's a good idea.
I mean, like you just fill up with ice cream, and then when they break it down. So who orders these, sports themed chocolate items? I mean,
when I took over the business, we already had those. I think we started those maybe about 20 years ago.
Okay.
So you know, we just carried on that tradition, and we have certain people that order, you know, a ton of, you know, a certain, you know, sports ball for whatever, you know, they're doing.
And like I said, I drove up to the campus at Northwestern. They did it for their football team.
Is that how they did it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
the Northwestern.
You still doing the Chicago? The cigars.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason we do the chocolate cigars is the original owner who started the company, James Papa George. Mm-hmm. Back in the day when you could actually like smoke in a restaurant, he would be smoking at the register all the time with it. He always had a cigar hanging from his lip while he was ringing people up. So when we have the chocolate cigars, people always, you know, remember that as, oh, wow, that, you know, we remember the old owner with that cigar.
People come in all the time and always mention that and say, you know, remember back then when you could be at the cash register with a lit cigar?
And that was his thing that everybody remembered him doing.
Yeah, we were talking about old things. You look at old broadcasts with news, and you see these guys sitting there telling the news, and they got an ashtray, and yep. they're smoking cigars. Same thing on Johnny Carson.
I was just going to say that.
Isn't that crazy? And now if I smell any cigarette, just the slightest smell, it's like, oh, who's back when I was a kid, people would be smoking.
You didn't know anybody that didn't smoke.
It just seemed like normal. Right. Like you didn't even, you know, smell. Yep. So you do the cigars. Do you do things for like showers and weddings and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, I was actually just going to bring that up. We do. We could do little shower boxes, like little favors. You know, 3-piece box, a 1-piece box, a little bag of chocolates. Just you know, whatever you know, preference of candy that you would like. We could do. You know, a ribbon that has maybe like a bride and groom name on it with their date. We could actually do custom molds, like if a corporation wanted a box of candy, but they have to have their little business card mold in the box. We could order that mold and, you know, from then on in, you know, carry that over every single year when they order and put that mold in the box.
Now, how about, like, I've seen, like, chocolate bars with a wrapper, and it'll say, like, a date or someone's...
We could do that. We actually, right now, always sell the chocolate bars that have our Gaty's logo on it. Mm-hmm. But we can definitely do find, you know, order wrappers with somebody's, you know, name on it or, like, their wedding date or...
So, Chris, what's the biggest seller there? Out of all the chocolate pieces, we're talking about just chocolate.
Oh, it's got to be the turtles. Turtles number one. Yeah.
Muddles.
Turtles.
Now, how
I like turtles.
So the Muddles, I mean, you got your standard size. I mean, do you make Muddles as big as my head?
We actually can. We have one customer that every year wants like a 1-pound Muddle. Uh-huh. And he puts it in a box, and it's wrapped specially, and that's what he likes. So for whatever,
yeah, we're gonna have the Mega Turtle. We're trying to market to dispensaries in in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just joking.
I'm going right with you, Chris. You know, I'm pretty naive. I'm a pretty naive kind of guy.
And another great seller is the buttered toffee. That is, the toffee is actually made from hand. It's rolled in chocolate. It has crushed almonds on it.
And it's in a nice bite-sized piece, and you got to cut it at the right temperature so it stays intact.
It's delicious.
Then each piece is buttered up and then thrown into hand-chopped almonds.
Chocolate gluten-free?
We do not say it's gluten-free. We don't have that at the moment.
Okay, I was just wondering. Yeah. So you make your own caramel.
Mm-hmm.
You make your
chocolate
own
chocolate sauce. Okay. Every sauce
fudge.
In there.
Fudge.
Mm-hmm.
You make your own whipped cream.
Yep.
So you make your whipped cream, do you actually take heavy cream and actually
Yes, that's exactly. And we have an old mixer that was from probably the turn of the century as well.
I have an old picture I found online, and it shows Papa George later in life. And you could see the machine, the whipped cream machine behind him.
Wow.
And we're in the process of getting that blown up a little bit and putting it right behind.
You know, people love looking at that stuff, don't
they? There's a lot of nostalgia in the store. I mean, not only are, like the ingredients of the candy, but just you come in there and it's like a museum. It's an awesome experience.
Yeah, just sitting there eating, you get drawn to all the pictures. I remember, because me and my wife went in there a few times. Mm-hmm. I like the banana ice cream. Who do we got on the phone?
It's a portal to the past. Yeah, Ruben is going to join in the conversation here. He's from Schererville.
Hi, Ruben.
Hey, guys. Hi, Chris. Hi, Lorene.
Hey, Ruben. How's it going?
Wonderful. Tell your audience that they have to make sure they try the orange peels. They're fantastic.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, that's absolutely another good
seller. And dark chocolate orange peels, too.
So,
Yep. And then the ice cream with the fruit salad that you guys have and the whipped cream is really good. So if the folks out there haven't tried it, they need to try it. It's really... one of a kind. You can't find anything like it anywhere.
So, Ruben, is Gaty's one of those places you go in, you think it's just chocolate, and then as you go a few times, you start finding little items that are just wonderful to eat?
Well, it's just one of those kind of places that you look at as a real destination to go to on the weekend when you want to just get out of the house and treat yourself to something good. And it's different. It's not your typical Dairy Queen. You know, so, you're going to go there and you're going to get some authentic food. I mean, the chocolate and ice cream is my favorite. So that's what we
get. What's your favorite piece of chocolate there?
Well, it's definitely the orange peels.
Oh, the orange peels. I think, Chris, you brought those last time. They were very, very good. The orange peels were real good. So, Ruben, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card out to Gady's Chocolates and Ice Cream out of Lansing, and we will be getting that soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Ruben.
Okay, bye-bye.
So you do your own popcorn? You actually pop your own popcorn?
No, a shop out in Bourbonnais, Joe comes by and sells us his popcorn.
Okay.
And but we are going to bring that on the weekends. We're going to... When we renovate and have more room behind the counter, we're going to...
We want to start incorporating, you know, some other ideas and some other...
Circuses. Fun stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, well, that's what it's all about. I mean, you see, like, the big place like Albany's and stuff, they like to try to show what's going on. So, you know, you're the new owners, so we touched on it. Why don't you tell us some of the... What you're going to do to move forward with some new stuff? What are the things that you're looking for?
Well, we're getting in... we're going to get some ovens in and those... Kind of like when you go into Subway or Quiznos, those turbo chefs.
Oh, yeah.
Those are miraculous. And maybe doing, you know, on the weekends, we got baked cookie dough, puts the ice cream on it, do the fudge brownies made right there. You got the smell going on. It's, you know, it'd be to die for.
So how about the waffle cones? You do your own waffle cones?
We actually do not at this time, but that's another idea that
we have the big, large waffle cones, and we do hand dip the tops and get them in chocolate and nuts. But
well, you know, the pandemic just threw everything one year back, right? Because last time me and Chris talked, you know, we were talking about really exciting things.
Right, we got that. I didn't know that, but
that was just a few weeks before
pandemic.
It was
less than a month later. We got locked down.
Right, we got locked down. I remember that.
Because we were here for Valentine's Day.
So how did you handle that? I mean, that for me, we were lucky. We had a drive-through window. But for you, what did you do?
I mean, I'm sure just like every small business, we were very scared. But, I mean, we were still able to be open for carry-out only. And plus, we have an internet-based, you know, customers as well for our chocolates. So it seemed like a lot of people were still coming in to pick up, you know, ice cream because what did people have to do? Everything was closed.
Right. We got hit hard during the holidays. And Christmas, you know, nobody's downtown.
You mean you lost of sales?
You're not in the office giving
because
boxes of candy.
People did not know, even if they ordered for, you know, a normal 200 people, they didn't know where to send these boxes to. They didn't know if people were working from home. They went down to Florida for the summer. They didn't know what was going on. So they're like, well, we might have to hold off this year. You know, we're going to cut our order in half. So when
that was terrible.
Yeah, so... But, I mean, we were fortunate to still have people coming through the door, and then we were still able to stay open, unlike a lot of other businesses.
So you ship out a lot?
We do.
Where's the farthest destination?
We've actually shipped, you know, to Europe and out of the country, but it's hard to package stuff. I mean, when you have something that you have to preserve, you know, you got to think about what's the destination it's going to, and you got to put it on dry ice, you got to put it in with an ice pack, and, you know, if you're sending something to a hot destination, you know, basically that can't sit.
You had
on
to
it.
Think about that before you send it. You just don't send it. You're like, oh, this is going down to the Bahamas, so I got to... Do something special with this
package. Exactly. And then even now during the pandemic, even if something was going to Chicago, you know, 30 minutes from our shop, just with United States Postal Service, everything slowed down.
Oh, yeah.
So we, you know, there was no guarantee for anything we were shipping.
Yeah.
So it was a little rough. You know, we had to kind of, you know, monitor the shipping services and see what was going on. And
so is there, Chris?
And keep people spaced in line.
Yeah.
And
then we had to move the line.
So you did. You opened up.
We opened up. We took away some of the booths and some of the tables.
That's what I did too.
So we just had to put the X's on the floor. And if people had to wait outside, then, you know, that's what they had
to do. It never came to that, though. I was ready with numbers.
Chris seems like he's a proactive kind of guy.
He is. He's very proactive.
Yeah,
you know, we got
the
plexiglass up.
I had the numbers. And I got lucky on the plexiglass. I thought of that plexiglass right away.
Yeah. So that price went up, didn't it?
We got, what, locked down on a Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. That plexiglass was up Friday, so plexiglass was still at Lowe's, you know, when I went there to get it, because there was no plexiglass to be had after that.
So is there any other outlets you guys go to? I mean, like little convenience stores or you know, any place like that that you sell your products out of that I can go to and say, hey, I can get Gady's chocolates from here.
We don't actually sell it in any stores. However, there are some florists. There are some other.
I can see that.
Yeah, like because they want to incorporate, our candy with whatever, their flowers they're selling. Or like last year, we actually had our candy with Stan's Donuts.
And
they have, I don't know, 12 locations maybe in Chicago, and then the restaurant in Oak Brook. So they actually purchased our candy.
Yeah, they had a great Valentine's Day special with Stan's Coffee and Donuts.
So, yeah, that was pretty
Ding.
Cool. But a lot of florists, like, even now for Easter, they don't do it through the whole year. But for those special holidays, Valentine's, Easter, Mother's Day, they'll incorporate our stuff with their flowers or whatever they're doing.
Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. We're sitting here with Chris and Lorene from Gady's Chocolates out of Lansing, Illinois. We're trying their stuff. You can go on our website and see their pictures, and they have a great website also.
Mm-hmm. Now, excuse me if you said it already, but where exactly in South Chicago was the store before it moved to Lansing in 88?
It was on 92nd and Commercial in South Chicago.
It was like 9203 Commercial. There's a McDonald's there now.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, and Chef Nick, we can't forget the caramel apples.
Yeah, I was going to get to that.
That was on my list. Caramel apples.
Well, you got like, and you know what? They can see that on the website. Yes. We took pictures of the caramel apples.
Absolutely. That's something we have every day now.
Now, is this something you guys are dipping in?
Yeah, we do this, yes.
What kind of apple do you use?
A Granny Smith.
There's only one kind to use.
Yeah,
yes.
I love it.
Do you look for a certain weight size or
count? They're 88 count. 88 count Granny Smith.
So what does that mean, 88 count?
88 in a bushel, and a bushel is somehow
sort of like potatoes.
40 right. pounds, and it's a good size apple. It's not 100 count or 113 count. And
it is a good size apple.
And we've slashed the price on them. We have them on sale, $3.99. Now that apple is Granny Smith apple, in the copper kettle, 1946 copper kettle, and hand dipped right in there and rolled in chopped peanuts.
There's only one left.
None of that little peanut, whatever that topping. These are blanched peanuts thrown in a food processor, chopped up. We keep them big, so we chopped them, rolled in those, and then.
I love it. I love the logo.
Isn't it beautiful?
The logo's beautiful, and it's got a lot of it's classy,
mm-hmm.
and it does make me feel like I'm dealing with the Rat Pack, like Dean Martin,
exactly.
And Sammy,
Sammy. I mean, that's how I feel when I look at this, and even the label has a nice texture. So when people buy this is a great gift item.
Absolutely.
I mean, all your items are like perfect for being a gift item.
Yep.
That's how we try to market the chocolates. I mean, there's not that many chocolates left now that are suitable for a gift. You don't want to walk in there and buy dime store candy,
right.
which a
you
lot of them.
You want something a high quality but still a great presentation at a decent price.
I was just going to offer Nick a bite.
Right.
No, I'm going to wait. I got to talk. And every time I don't get anything.
All the boxes of candy.
There
you go. You
got
to get that.
I got
all
this
the
one.
Boxes are of candy. Elegant black paper box.
Beautiful.
Heat stamped in copper. It's from Master Paper Box Downtown. It's just an elegant looking box.
And I've seen that you have a lot of like gift boxes.
We do.
Now,
we do.
Do you have like different type of variety of gift boxes? Is there standard names for them? Or
we have the certain sizes, like 1/2 pound, 1 pound, 2 pound, 5 pound.
Okay.
And they are the 1/2 pound to the 2 pound or a square box. Beautiful gift box, and you could select if you want a certain kind of ribbon. If you're taking them to a wedding that has pink or purple, we could do that certain ribbon on it, or super fancy ribbon on it. But then we also have if somebody wanted like a specialty box, with a certain size, or we could order those as well.
Folks, you need to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and you can gain a gift card from Gady's Chocolates and Ice Creams out of Lansing, right on Ridge Road. And we have Chris and Lorene here. And there's another item that is probably not your signature item, but it is a signature item, is your homemade ice cream.
Oh, absolutely.
And when the ice cream, how is that, how many different varieties do you have, and how is that purchased?
Well, we always have six.
I know the banana was good.
Yeah,
I did.
And who has banana ice cream?
I would say banana is our signature.
Really, out of that.
Yeah, where do you get banana?
No, I know.
And it's made with fresh bananas. It's phenomenal. But we always have six standard flavors, and then we alternate a couple specialty flavors for whatever season it is.
Now, these are, you can purchase these on cones, right?
Absolutely, or in sundaes.
Or sundaes.
Or you could, you know, if you just want a scoop of ice cream, or if you want a scoop of ice cream with just whipped cream, you could, or you could just buy one of our standard sundaes with our, you know, fresh fruit salad topping, which is, you know, proprietary to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fresh strawberries, our homemade hot fudge, our homemade chocolate, or, you know, whatever.
Homemade marshmallow sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I love, but the fudge and stuff you sell in, like,
We do sell it in mason jars. We do. We sell it to go in a pint-sized mason jar, the fudge and the caramel. So if you just want to pick up a quart and take it home and, you know, pick up some whipped cream on the side with some hot fudge or caramel, you could do that as well. Or if you want to buy that as a gift.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, you can come in, and that's what I was getting to, and I lost my train of thought, is the ice cream, you just walk in and you can get it by the quart, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you don't have to, like,
right.
wait for it to – but can somebody call and say, hey, I want Snapple Razzle ice cream. I mean, are you able to make a batch for them if they buy the whole batch?
Not really, but we could try.
I just made that one up. I don't even know what it is.
Snapple Razzle. We're going to have Chef Nick's Snapple Razzle.
How about, you like that, huh?
Yeah.
How about sherbet? You do any sherbets?
We don't have one right now, but that is something we're thinking of.
We're going to explore
an ice, but we do have dairy-free, vegan.
Gluten-free, vegan-free.
Ice cream?
Right, yes.
Yes.
And it's good.
So what's
you know
what's
plant based?
You know your chocolates. What's like? Do you ever stick a lifespan on those things?
They're all a little bit different. It just depends if it's a cream or a fruit or a nut. Usually it could go anywhere from like maybe.
I eat them before they get old.
Yes.
I do.
Yeah. But I would say anywhere from 3 to 6 months. It just
depends. Really?
Yeah, because you think of chocolate really doesn't go bad.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a while for chocolate to go bad, and as long
kinda like honey, they have King Tut's honey out there.
And as long as
no, that's what they said.
Peanuts or any type of nuts are covered with chocolate, you know, they will be preserved. It's when the air gets to them that they would actually start going bad.
So, freezing. What do you say about freezing chocolates?
You actually can freeze it, but when you take it out of the freezer, you can't just rush and take it out of the freezer and expose it to the air temperature. You actually have to, you know, bring it out and
acclimate it real slowly.
So you need to put it in the refrigerator after the freezer, and then from there.
Right. You have to slowly, you know, bring it down to the temperature that you're at or bring it up to the temperature that you're at, which is candy really should be. The best is at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
When people think, well, do I have to put it in the freezer in a refrigerator? You don't have to. You know, if you're buying it for a gift for next week, it is fine just sitting on your counter. Just don't let your cat or dog eat it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, chocolate. I was pretty surprised at that. I didn't know that before I really got into it, that chocolate is pretty resilient,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of like honey.
So when you're dealing with it in your kettles and stuff, I mean, is it what can ruin it? I mean, a drop
burning
of water,
it.
Burning it? Or
yes, burning it, not having it, you know, tempered at the right temperature. You know, you could have chocolate there, and then once we start making the candy, if it's not tempered, you'll start seeing like little streaks in the candy or
okay.
it's cloudy, and then that just shows it's not tempered correctly.
You ever sell defected, like have a defected corner or off?
Yeah,
you know, I went to Yankee Candle, and they have a whole room of candles that they feel like are not good enough.
Well, we do, actually on occasion.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put it in a little bag
or something. We'll say, yeah, didn't make the box.
Oh, I like that.
Didn't make the shelf.
So when you do like a chocolate dip strawberry,
mm-hmm.
what do you have to do special to that strawberry so the chocolate sticks to it?
Well, Rada always warms them up to room temperature.
Oh, okay.
And
because you don't want them, once you dip them, you don't want them to sweat.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. You can't just take them out of the refrigerator or can't
I've
just
done
wash
that.
Them.
See, that's where I've made my mistake. I've done it before. And then when you do that, it seems like the chocolate just wilts
it
down.
It does. It starts peeling off.
Yeah.
And that's another thing we're doing now is strawberries. There's strawberries in the store right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're $1. Well, they're $1.75.
I seen the strawberries, and you guys actually make them all different ways.
We do.
It's not just your straight
milk, dark, light.
Right.
You sometimes put they put a little stripe. Sometimes they put a little
bow tie,
you know, sprinkle. Yeah, whatever. Just different things. Whatever she's in the mood for, I tell her just go with it.
And we try to have them Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. How many people you have dipping back there?
Technically, we only have one dipping.
Wow.
One very, very excellent woman that's her expertise.
Yeah, she's been with 20 years.
Yeah, she does have a helper, but she is a couple other people could do it somewhat, mm-hmm. but she's the expert.
What makes her better? I mean, just her
experience,
the feel of it,
the experience. She just knows. I mean, well, you know, you're a chef, mm-hmm. so maybe the certain.
I know. I feel my lemon rice soup all the time.
Yeah. But yeah, that's so she just knows her craft.
Well, let me ask you. You know those chocolate covered cherries, which you always see around mm-hmm. the holidays. Do you guys do those?
Absolutely, the maraschino cherries. Yes.
That seems so difficult to do.
It looks difficult too. I keep seeing them do it, and it's time consuming.
She
drops them in the fondant, and then. Puts them in the little, you got to put chocolate in the cup, and then you put the thing
it's
in the,
time
the cherry in the cup.
They're delicious, but they're very time consuming.
Yeah, so you guys do,
yes,
and then
we
you
do.
You make that syrup. Is it the
That's
syrup?
The fondant, yeah.
That's the fondant, yes.
Oh, yeah. And what is that
little,
made out
little
of?
Sauce, just like sugar.
It's a fondant, and it actually comes on harder, and then once it's in the chocolate, it actually loosens up and becomes a liquid.
Oh, so, okay. What else do you stuff in your chocolates?
Creams like a homemade cream, you know, vanilla cream, a lime.
You do
a
Bavarian?
Does that work?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, no, we don't do a Bavarian, but we have like a lemon cream, vanilla cream. We used to do a butter cream, just all kinds of flavors.
Those slices that you had, how are those done?
The orange peel?
Yeah, the orange peel.
Well, we buy candied orange peel.
Okay.
And then those are dipped in either the milk chocolate or the dark chocolate.
Warms them to room temperature and then just hits them with the chocolate.
Folks, 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a gift card from Gady's Chocolates out of Lansing, Illinois. We have Chris and Lorene here, and they're right on Ridge Road. They got gift cards, and they got some really delicious stuff. I mean, it's like an old-time chocolate
Absolutely.
Shop. I mean, it's not, you know, like nowadays you go and say somebody had a chocolate shop, and it's got to be all chic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, glass this. You guys got that old-time feel to it.
It feels like you go back in time when you enter in our shop. And we've been in existence now 101 years.
Just like who's the nun from Loyola?
Sister Jean.
Sister Jean. She's 101. So
yeah.
You know, when she was a little girl, yeah. She could have went to the South Side
Absolutely.
And got some chocolates.
She
from
probably
Gady's.
Did.
Absolutely.
You never know.
You guys ever do any hard chocolate? I mean, hard candies?
We do not. No
hard candies? Mm-hmm. Now, is it because of the equipment, or is it just that you don't want?
You don't need it with the chocolate.
Yeah, well, our specialty is chocolate.
Just kidding.
But we haven't actually crossed that bridge to even start developing something like that.
We leave that to the jolly people that are ranchers.
Well, Chris, what's your favorite item there? The Muddles?
It has to be the turtles, the Muddles.
Yeah.
But Chris likes it all.
I mix it up. Well,
I mean, do you eat
one
a regular
day,
dinner? Is it all chocolate
no,
and ice cream for you?
It's sugar, and then
but
I just
actually,
take extra.
I do say I have to have a sample of something every single day. If it's either, I try to eat healthy, so I think of, okay, if I have a dark chocolate nut, the nuts are healthy, the dark chocolate's healthy, so this was a good day. I ate healthy.
You know what?
That's good. You know, there is antioxidants in dark chocolate, protein in the nuts.
Yes.
And you're thin. You're in good shape, obviously.
And the idea is, I mean, if you want to eat something every day, eat it in moderation, which I do, but I have to sample it every single day because I just want to make sure everything's up to par.
Yeah, you have
to make sure.
I'm the kind of person that after I eat, I got to have something sweet.
Me too.
And,
absolutely.
Usually it's either ice cream or it's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the two things I usually eat after dinner. My freezer is full of ice cream,
mm-hmm.
and I have a bunch of chocolate, and that's, I don't know, that's that when I'm done eating, that just satisfies my palate. So is your house full of just chocolate?
No, actually, our house is not. But why does our house need to be when I feel like 80s is my home?
Besides the Muggles / Turtles, is that they're Muggles, right?
Muddles.
Muddles.
M-U-D-D-L-E-S. And the reason they call them Muddles is because we originally started calling them Turtles, I think, back in the 20s when we opened. And they cracked down and said, you can't use the term Turtles because that's a trademark. So they had to scrounge up and hurry up and come up with an idea. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, what do Turtles do? They play in the mud. So we'll just call them Muddles.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Oh, that's cool.
That's the story that I heard, how they came up with Muddles.
What's your other biggest seller besides that?
Like I said, the buttered toffee, the orange peel.
You do chocolate covered raisins?
We do.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate dipped almonds, walnuts.
Cashews.
Mm.
All in milk and dark.
Anything with nuts and chocolate and ice cream, I can put it all together in a ball
and
eat
we
it.
Have
that's
one,
how...
one new candy that I absolutely love. It looks like it's a haystack, a chocolate covered coconut, cluster. Mm-hmm. However, we put little pieces of pineapple in there now.
Mm.
So it's kind of like a pina colada with chocolate.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Good. So we only got like 4 minutes left. This went like super
fast. Did
you bring
any out today?
I still got a whole page of things, but I want you to tell us like some events that are coming. Let's promote your place. Some kind of events you got coming up, new items coming up, maybe what's coming up.
Well, we have Easter coming up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we still got some of the giant bunnies left.
Yeah, we have the bunnies. We have
the
cream-filled eggs and all the traditional, Gaties items. If somebody hops onto our Facebook page, they could see all of our traditional Gaties items.
Which links to the website.
You guys go out to any, like, farmers markets or yourself like
we
that?
We have not actually done
we're
that.
We're trying to get a food truck going.
Yeah, we would love to do that.
Yeah, what would
I want to hit the south side,
what do you want to put
by Calumet Park.
Just like some standard Sundays, some Sundays, maybe a little bit of chocolates.
You guys could go to parties, get rented out for parties and stuff. That would be
awesome.
A little birthday parties.
We just got a lot of circuses coming for the store this summer.
Some remodels going.
Now that you guys got your shots, so you got everything kind of behind you a little bit. So now you feel like the train's rolling forward faster?
It is.
Yep.
Where before it just felt like you were hitting bumps here and there. So what's a new item? Other than
marshmallow cups.
What do I got here?
Oh, that
that's
is
a nut.
That's
that's an Easter item. It's a coconut nest.
That's like the coconut clusters I just mentioned, but it's a nest.
So people have to pre-order, or everything is out ready for you to go?
Pretty much most of it.
We're stocked up. We're ready to come on down.
Unless somebody comes in and they need 100 or 200 of something, then pre-order that.
Okay. And you ever think about any classes? Doing anything like that?
We actually have had Girl Scout troops come through.
Mm-hmm.
We've had special needs people come through.
She did think about trying to do a chocolate tempering class. But
yeah.
Yeah. Because you have the room there.
Oh, yeah. We do.
You have a lot of
room
there.
And it's fun, like with the Girl Scouts, especially when they're a little bit older, fun to have them come through and, make something of chocolate or a mold or something like that.
Well, Sharon, we drew to the end of the show. We only got 2 minutes left. So you guys got the last word before I say something.
I say come on down and, again, try the taffy apples.
And experience the nostalgia.
All year long, $3.99 with nuts.
Yeah. What makes them... Well, you don't have to tell me. What makes them unique?
Everything
is made
nothing
from scratch.
Is made from scratch.
Nice.
Lorraine, you got something to say to your public out there?
Yeah, I want to thank all of the lifelong customers. We have a lot of customers that have actually been patronizing the business.
Thanks, South Chicago.
Yeah, 50, 60, 70 years, generations
East
of families
of Chicago.
Coming in. But I want to say thank you to
all
customers.
All the alphabet streets.
Well, Sharon, I want to thank Chris and Lorraine from Gaties Chocolates out of Lansing, Illinois, for stopping in here.
Thanks for having us.
That was a really quick hour.
Yeah,
that was. I feel like I always tell you guys, take your time when you talk, but I feel like we had to talk fast to get it all in because there's just so much to see at Gaties Chocolates.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing anybody. If anybody comes in, feel free to ask for Chris and I and introduce yourself. Say you heard us on the radio.
You know what? And I really. Want people to go visit Gaties, get you out of the area, get over to Lansing over there. It's great for a little bit of a weekend cruise. Like you said, it's full of nostalgia. So visit Gaties Chocolates and Ice Cream in Lansing. And I want to thank you two both again for joining us. And I want to wish everyone a great weekend, a safe weekend, and Yasu!